Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
But you did something.
His wine, the Gretzky wine, about he didn't name it the grape one.
Asa. Hello there, folks. You're listening to one of these here craft beer podcasts. It's called Who's Drinking? Hi, guys. I'm Peter Hines. I am the host of this ship. I have two wonderful guests, but first, I must say, finally back in Indianapolis, the last couple shows you guys have been listening to from the wonderful Limestone Comedy Fest in Bloomington. I'm back home in Indy at the Ale Emporium again, our sponsors. And two wonderful guests this week, out-of-town comics. One you're probably going to recognize if you're a good listener, Emily Galati.
Yeah, I'm back.
I love drinking with you.
Me too. I love drinking with myself, too. No, I love drinking with you, Peter. I always have fun on this podcast.
Is it more rare that you're drinking with others than yourself?
No. 50-50? Maybe. I don't know. Well, you know, you're a comic. You spend a lot of time on the road alone. It's just, you know, no.
I already made it awkward. I already put my guest on the spot. That's one of the first things they tell you in host school. Don't do that.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
And we also got Gabe Kia from Cincinnati.
Good to be here. My first time on the show, but I'm a big beer drinker, so very excited.
I'd love to hear that. All right. Well, we've got some in front of us, so cheers to the first round.
Cheers.
Very nice.
Oh, I started drinking before. We were supposed to describe it like right when we took. I started drinking way before we took that drink.
That's all right.
That drink. So we describe it right away. What?
Yeah. Gabe, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a. It's a beer brewery, Hefeweizen, and I forget the name. You know the name.
Weizengut,
which is a great German name. It's got a full wheaty. It means the good wheat, and I can feel it. There's good wheat throughout my palate.
I feel like you're like pulling a Wayne's World on me. Like Milwaukee, the good land.
The good land.
Am I turn? Are you done describing it?
Okay. I'm done. Yeah, that's good.
I'm drinking two beers because, well, I champion. Couldn't decide. Yeah, and I'm a champion. I don't know what either of them are called. They are coconut. One's a coconut beer and one's a...
It's the Scarlet Lane Dorian Coconut Stout.
Yes, and the Lazy Magnolia Southern Pecan. Both very good. The coconut one I had last time we were here, and I knew I had to get it again. And the Southern Pecan one, I just knew I had to try. So I was like, I'm just going to order two. And just so the listeners know, I'm 5'3", and the two men on this podcast, you guys are what, 6'5"?
6'5" apiece.
They ordered one beer, and I ordered two, just to put this.
She is drinking us under the table.
Literally. I do have to say, in almost 2 years of doing the show, no one's pulled that maneuver on me, and I love it. I don't know why they haven't.
Oh, yeah. Changing the game.
Combining coconut and pecans, it's like a great dessert beer you've just concocted.
I'm just having the best. Yeah, dessert. This is what I'm doing.
Are you a big pie fan? Like, it's Thanksgiving. Are you waiting for the pies?
Like pie. I especially like pecan pie. It's very good. Coconut cream pie is good, too. So I guess both these flavors are right up my alley. Yeah.
I love it.
Big pie fan.
Would you say they kind of do taste like the pies? I know I'm kind of making that joke.
I think, well, okay. So I've been sipping on the coconut one that I think is kind of ruining the flavor of the pecan one when I go to it. So I have to, when I make a switch, I have to switch for a while. So I haven't fully...
We'll ask you about the pecan in a little bit, then.
Yeah. But the I guess I'm supposed to describe it. I forgot already. Maybe I'm drunk. The coconut one is a dark coconut beer that tastes like coconut. I don't know. It's got a good aftertaste that I love.
Sometimes the aftertaste can really ruin a beer. Like, it seems good, it's good, and then it just hangs around, and you're like, no, I don't want any
of that. It's terrible. That's why I don't like most shots. What about you, Peter? What are you drinking?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Yeah. I'm drinking Against the Grain out of Lexington, Kentucky. Or Louisville, sorry. Wrong city. They would be pissed if they heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Grain, and it's the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Spelled C-H-I-Q-U-E-N. Like, chicken.
The chicken. It's the worst name for beer I've ever heard in my life. Like, that was a terrible marketing decision, I feel like. It doesn't seem
against
like it would
be. Against
the
Grain is the brewery that also has the brown note, and on the can it's just like a guy wearing tidy whities that he's crapped in.
Oh.
So that's kind of their thing.
Okay.
It's to go against the grain.
Nothing that you want to drink. It makes it nothing that you want to drink on like a hot summer day.
It's not real chicken. It's chicken with a Q, so.
Well, and I really, this is an interesting beer because I don't think it tastes like chicken at all.
Ironic.
I do like rye beers, but I don't even know that it tastes like a typical rye beer. It's good. It's definitely kind of got like a sweeter taste up front, but I think it's 8.6%, so I think I'm getting a lot of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even check my percentages.
That's when the higher percentages always come in like a little smaller glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got
don't
a little chalice.
Too much of this.
I got 4. The wee 4. Little roundy one.
Oh, it's like, yeah, a snifter of beer. It's great.
That's, I got to swirl it, right? No,
so
I don't want to do
chicken,
that in my
yeah,
keyboard.
Not in front of the, not over the equipment. I think that the Kentucky Rye Chicken, they're just playing off the Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? Am I wrong by that? There's probably no chicken in the process.
I would.
That's why they changed it to a Q.
So?
I would hope so. There is a you're supposed to take a raw egg, crack it, and put it in the beer, and that is how. It's basically like a workout too. It's a workout and a
yeah.
beer.
Yeah, they could call it the Rocky also if that's the case.
That's.
I didn't look at the backside of this menu. I also want to try the Oscar Blues Beerito, just based on name alone. See, this is why
Beerito.
Fried chicken beer is not a seller, because I will get Beerito on name alone. I don't care. I'm not asking questions. I'm just like, bring it to me. I need to see what this is like.
So you like that food pun, but not this one.
Yeah. Well, Beerito.
I would hope it at least have a lime on the side, maybe, right. for the Beerito.
It's like... mixed with pico de gallo just on the rim.
Pico de gallo around
they
the
put
rim.
Guac on it, but they didn't know you didn't know that they were charging extra
as
for it,
guac.
So it's like an $11.25 beer
mm-hmm.
when you thought it was just gonna be an $8 beer.
Yeah, that's
you like that beer for the sides. I like the sides that come with this
mm-hmm.
beer.
Mm-hmm. Beerito, that sounds way better than fried chicken. I don't know.
So do you guys have a favorite beer? Like, is there a beer, like, if you're in a place and you see it on, you're just automatically going to go with that?
Yeah. It is Nuglera Spotted Cow.
Oh, good one.
Good
yes.
beer.
Do you get that in Chicago?
No, Wisconsin only.
Illegal.
When I bring it back to Chicago with me, yeah, I have a lot in Chicago. But that's the one when I go,
that's awesome.
Go work Wisconsin. I'm like, yes, Spotted Cow. Just keep them coming.
Spotted Cows are up there for me too. It's one of I have a buddy from high school. We're both from St. Louis,
yeah.
and he lives in Valparaiso. And I opened his beer fridge, and he had a bunch of Spotted Cow in there. I was like, "This guy knows what he's doing. He lives in Indiana, but has a bunch of Wisconsin sold beer."
He made a road trip to Milwaukee just for that.
Just for that, yeah.
I actually I brought back. I was on vacation earlier in the year in Wisconsin, and. Had two different friends taking care of my cats, and I bought them both a Nuclearis, and I kind of bought three different types of six-packs, so I gave them like a mix-and-match six-pack, but I made sure they both got Spotted Cows in that, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
I will also give a shout-out to this brewery, Lakefront Brewery.
Mm.
About a year ago, I did it's in Milwaukee, I did a tour of the brewery, and you got to try a bunch of beers. I liked almost everything I tried, which is very rare on a brew tour. I couldn't name you what they were.
Did Sammy and Rachar do your tour?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. It was a great tour. He lives in Chicago now, so he doesn't work there. But, he got us hooked up and gave us, like, a bunch of extra tokens to get. Maybe I shouldn't be. Well, he doesn't work there, so it doesn't matter. He won't get fired. Gave us a bunch of extra tokens. I tried every beer. I liked them almost all. And then I got these kick-ass sunglasses.
That's a bottle cap opener.
They have, bottle cap openers for ear.
On your ear thing,
ear
it's a bottle cap opener.
That's like the perfect concert sunglass.
Mm-hmm. They're
right
great.
There.
And it's like the one, they were $10, and I've paid way more for sunglasses and been less careful and more, I lose them all the time. And these are $10. I've had them for a year because the bottle cap, I'm like, I can't lose these. This is the greatest thing ever.
That is awesome.
Yeah, right? The only thing that sucks is sometimes when you put them on your ears, you'll kind of stab yourself with the, like,
with the opener?
Catch your, yeah, it'll catch your ear. You're like, oh, no, but worth it. I'm bleeding, but I opened everyone's beer, so we're good.
Everybody's beers around here.
Party time.
Very durable, too. They work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and what I love most about that, too, is I've had a few on the keychain, but, like, they usually have the thinnest metal to attach to the others, so I've lost a lot of them that way. I have one of those that's like a credit card size one in my wallet, but that slips out a lot because it's like heavy metal, so if my wallet's not right side up. So that's so easy not to lose.
It's good, yeah. It's not the strongest beer opener. Like, I definitely had to put it on a table, and sometimes I feel like I'm going to break.
Yeah, I'd
break
be scared
my sunglasses.
To break. You can't break your sunglasses.
It works. It's worked every time, though. But, like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'll give a shout out to that brewery. And there's another brewery that I was just telling you in Chicago that I took a tour of. But they're so small in Chicago. You don't take a tour. The guy was just like,
you
just
went
come
in one
drink.
Room.
Yeah, just yeah. come drink our beer. And I don't remember the name of it. But thanks, guy. It was there was one beer that I didn't like at all and one that was really good. But good beer. I don't remember any of the names.
Shout out to that one small brewery in Chicago.
You know, I was there with two other comics.
I'm wearing a t-shirt of a brewery. It's actually Mad Tree, which is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and it's a psychopathy. It's an IPA that they have called Psychopathy.
And I like that they took the Rorschach picture, too.
Yeah, there's like a Rorschach test of the logo, so you can kind of, whatever you can make out of it when you've had a couple. And they're good. I think it's like 6.5. It's a good beer. But it's not really my go-to is, honestly, if I, like, Blue Moon is kind of my go-to wherever I am because, like, most places will have a Blue Moon, especially if it's just like, oh, well, we get domestics and we've got, I'll be like, all right, Blue Moon's is safe. But that's just my easy go-to, honest beer. But then I try and, you know, test out local breweries wherever I go.
How far do you usually travel doing comedy? Like, how far is your road reach?
Midwest, pretty much. And
do you get out to, like, St. Louis or beyond?
Yeah, out to St. Louis, Kansas a little bit, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, all the beer is 3.5%.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's all a lower alcohol.
Is there a law?
Content. There's a law, yeah. I don't know. I think it's really old school. But all the Budweiser, Bud Light, all the domestic Miller Lite is all a lower percentage. So that's kind of interesting.
I didn't know that about Oklahoma. I just want to say, Peter, we have crushed this beer talk. Out of the three times I've done this podcast, this is probably the most we've talked beer. We've crushed it today already.
You guys are so good at this.
We're crushing it.
Talking beer.
I tried to look up. I took pictures in the brewery tour in Chicago. No one can see that I just put air quotes on brewery tour.
Yeah, air quotes are strong.
Yeah, because the first time you were on, you were with Tom Brady, and that guy is so funny, but
so great.
Not the biggest beer guy that I've found.
Yeah.
So
doesn't know beer?
So, and it was fine. That was fine. So that was one of my favorite shows we've ever done. That was so funny.
I definitely got wasted on that one.
But, yeah, it didn't get too deep on the beer. And then the last time you were in town, my friend Karen was on.
Mm-hmm.
And bad news, she was having some health problems, and they made her get off of gluten and dairy so she can't drink beer anymore. And it's, like, her favorite thing in life.
That sucks. Well, good thing I brought Gabe. I was wondering if she would be back, but good thing I brought Gabe as a replacement.
Yeah.
She's got a drink.
Gluten-tolerant Gabe. That's what I call him.
Yeah, I'm very gluten tolerant. My whole diet is whatever's in beer, basically. That's my whole diet, so I'm good for the show. I think if you're gluten free, you have to drink like Belvedere vodka or like potato vodka. Chopin is another vodka you can have.
Like the composer vodka?
The composer vodka. You write a symphony after a bottle of this stuff. Chopin.
Well, that's an awful allergy to have.
Oh yeah, I feel so bad for her. She's getting married here in a couple months, and she's been like saving up, not drinking, so she knows she's gonna feel bad the next day. But she's like, I'm gonna have beer on my wedding.
What a great way to start your marriage too! Just a terrible like reaction to whatever you put in your body.
Yeah.
Hopefully beer. That doesn't happen.
You probably, I think when you're when you get married, you probably either are way too drunk or you don't get to drink at all because, yeah, I don't know.
Have you guys been to weddings without any alcohol there?
God, yeah. No.
She goes, God, no. I said, yes.
That's not what I'm showing up to. Sorry. That's all I want my wedding to be. I don't want to buy a dress. I don't even want, like, to deal with flowers or bridesmaids. I'm like, let's go to the courthouse, sign a piece of paper, then just get some kegs and a DJ and a cake. I want to drop some money on a great cake, and that's it. That's all I want. Let's just go party. I don't want to spend a year planning anything else.
Emily Galati's about tank tops and tankards.
Tops and tankards. Drinking beer on her wedding night.
That's all I want. I don't care.
I'm engaged right now. I have a fiance named Abby. She's in Cincinnati, and we've talked about our marriage and wedding, and it's kind of weird when I do comedy, so, like, basically the side of the wedding that I want to invite are all comedians, and then she's, like, judging who gets to come to our wedding by whose comedy she likes and doesn't like. She's like, oh, I don't like that person at all. I'm like, well, he's kind of like my best friend. So,
is she judging because they do a lot of stories about getting way too drunk and wrecking things?
Or how marriage is the worst thing ever? Like, that's like the staple of their act. I'm like, that's my best man.
She's like,
he's not coming. He is not allowed.
Is he going to be one of those guys, like, even but like Vince Vaughn from Old School? Like, dude, you can still get out of it. Just go now.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good with her viewpoint. Also, is like people that say hi to her, the people that are very nice. And comedy is sometimes weird. Like, some people don't like saying hi to everybody when they walk in the room. And I just know that person's personality. I'm like, they're a really nice guy or girl, but they're just not into hey to everybody.
That's
you know,
me. Just I'm gonna go hide, and I don't really want to talk to you.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, exactly. And then my fiance will take that person's a total bitch or a total dick. Why are they always so mean to me? And I'm like, they're like that with everybody. It's fine. And I understand because I do comedy. Sometimes you walk into a room, and there's 20 people you know, and you're like, do I go say hi to one person and make all these other people feel weird, or do I say hi to everybody and be like, hey, mm-hmm. There's always a weird, so I understand it.
Or do you go in the corner and like, just like, I'm just going over my set. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm working in my head.
And mm-hmm. I'll do that same thing too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard for someone that doesn't have that experience to understand sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
But it's funny how it affects my guest list. About
your
like
wedding?
For our wedding. I'm like, that guy, he let me sleep on his couch for a month, so he's going to be there.
Yes. Yes.
Sleeping on a table.
He's actually going to give us his couch as a wedding gift. That's why I slept there so long. I registered for his couch.
It would only be fitting if you consummated on this.
Yeah.
Little do I know that person's like, oh, dear God, please. That's why I don't talk to Abby, because I don't want to go to Gabe's wedding or something. I'm like, maybe that's why they're doing that. They know what they're doing.
Just secretly they're trying to be like, yeah. I don't even want to go to a wedding.
I don't need another comedy wedding that's only going to last 2 years after the fact.
Yeah, I don't want to go. Oh, no.
I've
been selective on the weddings I go to, and I've chosen phenomenally for my last two, because, like, traveling for a wedding, it's like, oh, I got to give up a week of work and pay to get there.
Yeah.
So... the last one I went to was two managers of a comedy club. Great wedding. They had one of the comics marry them. He dressed as the Pope. And then also,
awesome.
They both were like, we don't want to write vows. So he's like, I wrote vows for you. And then like was like telling the other one like what they promised to do for the rest of their life. It was so funny.
That's awesome.
I keep saying, that's terrible. I
like the idea of externally written vows.
It was hilarious.
And learning your vows, like when you get there, mm-hmm. that seems like really cool.
It was the greatest thing. So funny. I told that comic, his name is Mike Lester, he's hilarious. You should hire him to do your wedding. He got ordained at the Flying Spaghetti Monster Church. They paid for him to be ordained.
Is he so from Minneapolis?
He is from Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah, I know Mike Lester. He's great. He's a great comic.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
But you also know he's kind of a weird guy. I mean, he's a great guy. I love him to death. But to have him be your wedding, you're like, this is going to be the best wedding, and I have to go. I was in when I got invited, and then when they told me Lester was marrying them, I was like, I'm not missing this. I'm going to be there. There's no way.
That's awesome.
The second one I went to was on a boat in New York. We got on a boat, drove around the Statue of Liberty. They got married at sunset around the Statue of Liberty. Then you just were like stuck on a boat for 4 hours drinking as we went around New York City. That was tons of fun. It was just a booze cruise, but a wedding on board too.
Wedding, a boat wedding.
That sounds awesome. Really fun, but I also like how little Emily seems to know about maritime stuff. She said the boat drove. drove around the Statue of Liberty.
Hopped up on that island there.
Put on a turn signal. Like,
just, there's no parking here. I got to go around again.
Is this like one of them French intersections? We keep going in circles.
I'm halfway through the 6% and a fourth of the way through the other beer. So it drove. I don't care.
I think this big lady keeps flipping me off.
I like us throwing on our New York accents. And
I know. Mine is terrible.
Go-to New York accent. I love my terrible New York accent. It's a caricature of every comic that I've hung out with from New York combined together.
Update, beer update. Gabe and Peter are almost done with both their beers, and I have plenty with my two. So.
Your two. I was ready to order another one. I was like, can we do that?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good point for a break. Real quick, Emily, I see you've been switching to your Lazy Magnolia. How's that going? You get a better taste for it?
It's good. It's lighter. It's real light, I feel like. For a dark beer, when you swallow, that's a terrible way to describe anything as a woman. After it goes down, I don't know. That's also a terrible way. There's no that, unsexual
that
way
that brewery
to describe.
Ate a lot of pineapple before it made that beer.
Yes. It's good. I don't know if it's real pecan-y, but I really like it.
Real subtle, just nuttiness probably, not necessarily specific.
Let me taste again whether or not to agree. Hold on.
Now even saying nuts and stuff, it's like we can't get away from this joke.
It's a good beer. It's a job, though. It's a real work. It's a lot of work to taste this. No, it's not. It's a great beer.
A chore in my mouth.
Yes. Guys are always trying to get me to drink it. I don't always want to. No.
No. Just smear a little peanut butter on it first. All right.
Okay, that's a fun break now, right?
Yeah. We're going to come back. I'm changing the format a little bit of the show. I liked how the Limestone shows went. They're a little quicker, so we're going to drop the second round for a while, and we're going to come back. We're going to take our break, and we're going to do the games round and get out of here.
Okay.
I like girls in cut-off blue jeans. Is that really oh so bad? Sometimes I think I miss my calling. Should have been Sir Galahad. Memories, they come to me. I find I see places I'd like to be. My mind, it runs in circles for what seems forever. Stopping never.
All right, guys, welcome back to the games round. It's going to be our final round today. You're listening to Who's Drinking What here at the Ale Emporium. Great sponsors of the show. It's in Castleton, Indiana, just off of Allisonville Road, 465 area. They have fantastic wings. You guys don't know this, but probably best wings in the city. Some amazing pizza and like 9,000 TVs. Mm-hmm. NFL Sundays, this place is insane.
I can imagine. There are a lot of TVs. I can second that. And good beer. I can second both of those.
Yeah. Oh, I should say that, too. I think it's 52 different taps of stuff. So, I mean, they've got something for everyone.
Wow. Yeah.
So
it truly is an emporium of ales.
There are literally just 12 taps of all Bell's stuff. You can see it from here.
I think they just had a tap takeover.
Bell's, Bell's, Bell's.
I've never seen that many Bell's taps.
If you pull the tap wrong and you knock them together, it just rings for hours.
Hey-oh.
Ooh. That's my best joke of the day.
Have the Bells really not, is there a beer called Liberty? Have they not made a Liberty beer?
Like a Cracked Bells?
Yes. Liberty, like they have to make a Liberty Bell reference, and I will drink it just off name alone. We've learned that about me so far. A good pun will get me to buy your beer.
As long as it has nothing to do with fried chicken.
Yes. Yeah, that's not a beer pun, one, and two.
An extremely patriotic beer, too, without having to just name your beer America, which is kind of a cop-out when it's a Belgian-owned company.
Mm-hmm.
That,
mm-hmm.
Boom, well, talking some InBev smack on the beer show.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just buying so many. Well, I should say, too, recap anyway, my guest today, if you guys for some reason started listening but missed the beginning, Gabe Kia from Cincinnati.
Good to be here.
And Emily Galati, Chicago, soon to be New York.
Soon to be New York.
Stepping up. Frank Sinatra style.
We're trying, yeah. We'll see. I'm real scared.
Do you know where you're going to live already?
I'm going to live in a place called Clinton Hill. It's Brooklyn.
Ooh.
So I have a place in a 3-bedroom apartment. There's
trendy yet dangerous.
It's a real, from what I've heard, it's not a dangerous part. It's like a real nice part of Brooklyn.
Oh.
So I really scored on a location.
You got roommates?
I will have 3 roommates. So there's 3 bedrooms, but I'll also have 3 roommates. So like one's a couple that shares a room.
Oh,
and
that's
then
cool.
Another lady. None of them are comics, so that's real nice. And I think the best part about it is they can probably afford the majority of the rent. So I can live in the small bedroom of a nice apartment within my budget. So it's really worked out.
How did you trick these people into this?
My friend Johnny, who is a lawyer, knows the guy who lives there. And he hooked me up with it, which I really think I wouldn't have gotten in otherwise. They would have been like, comic? No, thank you. But
nice.
That recommendation,
good.
Johnny from Madison, Wisconsin. I owe him a lot of spotted cow for hooking me up with this.
Just bring a keg to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, most of the moving truck was full of beer.
That's such a good way to get an apartment, though, other than just finding something on the classifieds, is having someone that, unless you're a horrible tenant and you don't pay your rent, then you're, but you're basically, you have the, it's just like getting a job. It's like through a recommendation is the best way to get a job.
Every time I've lived with strangers, it's been terrible. Just someone random, it's been terrible. So technically they are strangers, but because it's like a friend of a friend, I feel more comfortable already.
Like, you can at least call that friend and be like, what the fuck is going on with this person?
You did not tell me they were weird.
Yeah.
Oh, right. He's a little bipolar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you should have said that before I signed anything. But
yeah, I always forget to tell people about that.
No, they seem cool. They seem real cool. We Skyped and whatever. And so I'm really excited.
I'm happy for you. Have fun out there.
Thank you. I'll try.
All right. Well, let's play a game for the games round.
All right.
The game we're going to play today is Where Is This Brewery San Diego?
Okay.
It's not going to be in San Diego.
Oh, man. I thought we had the answer.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm gonna say the name of a brewery, and you guys have to guess the state. What state is it?
Okay. Can I rename this game real quick to Where in the World Is This Brewery San Diego?
Oh, that's...
Is that what you said? Okay, you said it wrong.
No, I said it wrong. That is the name, but yeah.
I could have just been drunk.
Yeah.
Where are they all in the U.S. or it could be anywhere?
U.S. states.
Okay, so what state is this brewery in?
So, yeah, I'm going to say the brewery name. You guys guess the state, and you guys each get one guess, and then if you get it wrong, probably you're going to get it wrong in the first one. I'd be shocked if you don't. I'll give you a clue, and then another round of guessing, and then I'll keep giving clues until you get it.
Okay.
So. Nice.
All right, so our first one is Abel Ebenezer. Screwed that up. Abel Ebenezer Brewing.
Abel Ebenezer Brewing.
Abel Ebenezer Brewing.
And I tried to, the brewery name is, it's a very deep reference to the state, but I hope it makes sense once you figure out where it's from. And if you get it right off the bat, then you're ruining my game.
You're ruining it. All right.
I want to say Rhode Island.
All right. Not correct, but decent guess.
49 to go. 49 guesses to go.
I want to say New Hampshire.
Did you get it?
God damn it. Quit breaking the game.
Did I? I broke it. Yeah.
That seems...
I still can't connect the
it just
deep reference, other than I was trying to think Ebenezer Scrooge and then something in the Northeast.
It seemed New England. I had to go New England. Yeah. Way to go. That is great. I'm very impressed. Yeah, I don't get the reference at all, but it just seemed New England.
I thought Ebenezer was the Headless Horseman in New Hampshire. No.
Isn't it Ebenezer Scrooge?
Well, there is that guy, but isn't Ebenezer also?
Ebenezer's the Headless Horseman.
That's his name?
Right. Yeah. So Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, no, that's Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod Crane. You're right. Yeah.
Well, all right. So maybe that wasn't a good
one. Wasn't a deep reference.
But my first clue is going to be one of the 69ing states.
Oh, what a good clue. I wouldn't have gotten that at all.
That would have more of a hint from the beer.
Damn it, Gabe. Good job. All right, Gabe's got 1 point.
Gabe's got a point.
I should say I didn't put a lot of prep time into this, so we're only playing to three.
That's okay.
All right, Amnesia Brewing.
What is it?
Amnesia Brewing.
Amnesia Brewing.
Well, they're guessing. We did get another round. I have the old... What is the name of this brewery?
Oh, Oscar Blues.
Oscar Blues Burrito. I was thinking of Old Chubb, which is one of their beers.
Yeah. How's the Burrito? No rim of Pico de Gallo.
It's got a lot of lime and salt on the end.
On the end of it?
Yes.
You
want to?
Yeah, I want to taste this
too.
Yeah,
let's pass this around.
Burrito?
It does taste very fresh.
Sip, sip, pass. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do taste a little bit of lime. Lime in the end. And mine that I got was the Schlafly Double Bean Blonde Ale. So I don't know what the double bean is.
It's coffee, and vanilla bean, I believe.
Coffee and vanilla bean, and you can... Okay, that's the just answered for me, but it.
But what's weird is normally anytime you get something with like a coffee bean in it, it's going to be the color.
Dark.
It's going to be a dark beer, and this is
real light
Budweiser color.
Really light, but it does have that. It looks really light, but it does have that coffee or the darker aftertaste. It feels like kind of a like a porter.
Can I try it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just reaching for it. I wasn't going to ask. I was just going to take it.
No, it. Yeah, it tastes like that's what it looks light, but then tastes like that.
It's got a strong... Oh, no!
Oh!
We just had a little party foul.
No, it's not on the pants at all.
But it's on the ground.
The floor.
But no broken glass, so...
No broken glass.
You saved a sip?
I saved a sip of my pecan.
Oh, the pecan one, too, is the favorite.
One last sip of the southern pecan from Lazy Magnolia.
Well, that's because I reached. It's because I reached. Someone's
I should have passed my beer. That's on me. Some beer etiquette lessons out there
so
for all the listeners.
Everyone's going to hear that I spilled.
We could have just kept it quiet.
I've spilled a lot.
Oh, man.
But the key is you didn't spill on the equipment, so we're still having the podcast.
It was the best spill I've ever had where it missed two people, both you and I, and just went directly to the floor. That was and no broken glass. No one seems to have even noticed in this bar that I spilled a beer. That's
I don't think they did.
No, everybody's like,
it was
that's
a
not
spill.
That's
yes.
not vomit. We're all good. Let's
I
keep going.
I could have just kept no one's noticed.
You're
just,
way better than Exxon.
Yes. Okay, Amnesia.
Amnesia Brewing.
Amnesia Brewing. You go first. You can.
I don't think this is right, but I'm. Yes, I 100% think this is wrong because I don't believe they brew beer at all. I think it's definitely every alcohol they make in this state is moonshine. But I'm going to go with Mississippi just because you want to forget you live there.
That's a good answer.
Guess.
I like that.
Amnesia.
I like
the
rationale. But it is incorrect.
Oh, man.
So my guess is, and same as Emily, I do not think they brew beer there. But I'm going to guess it because I'm going to say Alaska because you go to forget everything.
Ooh.
It's not Alaska, but Anchorage Brewing Company is a great and they're around nationally. If you see something from Anchorage, go
Anchorage
get it.
Anchorage Brewing
it?
Company.
Okay.
So I was wrong. Alaska does have beer.
Yeah, no.
I'm glad I didn't get it right. That's why I was like very relieved. Like, oh man, I'm not a beer genius.
I was
genius.
Expecting you to like get it, and I was like, damn it, Gabe.
Gabe will kill you.
You're no longer allowed on this podcast.
All right, so my first clue is this is more of a sadness state.
more of a sadness state, that still describes Mississippi. I'm really,
or Alaska.
Yeah, I'm really nailing this here.
There's more than just those, though.
I'm going to say Washington State.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Washington State. Yes. On the second guess.
I was also going to say has sounds and craters and not D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the third
good.
One really would have given it away.
The sadness is, but yeah, the constant rain.
Yes, that's
really
what
goes well.
Mm-hmm. One right. to one.
Uh-oh. One to one. This is the tiebreaker. Holy shit, I love it. Too many of my games can end in ties, and I love that this one won't.
All right.
Bow and Arrow Brewery.
Oh man, I would guess Oklahoma if you didn't say that Oklahoma fact earlier.
I know there's like a prairie. There's a something.
Prairie Artisan Ales.
Prairie Artisan Ales out of Oklahoma. That's so there are some.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, because they make their birthday bomb and their bomb series is like one of the best beers that you can get. Like beer nerds like lose it
really?
For that. Yeah. But they're all over 10%.
Yeah.
So they can't sell it where they brew it?
I think they can. It's just the domestics. There's some statewide law that all the domestics are made because there are beers that are normal.
Well, it would be domestic if it's brewed in Oklahoma.
That's true. But I think micro and domestic are two different categories. Domestics like macro domestic, which none of them are owned by American-owned companies. Yeah.
Yeah, and the U.S. government just okayed the merger of Miller Coors and Anheuser-Busch. For whatever reason, China is the one holding the deal up. China has got better financial sense than our own FTC.
Setting higher standards in China for.
Yeah.
Listen, this is terrible beer. Don't try to mix it together and make it better.
So did you guess the?
I haven't guessed yet. Oh no, Broken Arrow.
Broken.
Yeah, Broken Arrow
or Bone and Arrow
Brewing Company
or Broken Arrow.
Bow and Arrow. Sorry,
Bow and Arrow.
I was going to say Broken Arrow has to be.
Yeah, it's not a Rod Stewart song.
I'm going to go. I don't think it's right either. Wyoming.
It is not right.
Okay. So, Bow and Arrow Brewing Company. I am going to go with. I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
It's not Oklahoma.
It's not Oklahoma. Even though we were talking about it, I was like, I still thought
it's
that.
Still
right away.
Dominated your thoughts.
Yeah, like, so it took over.
Your
so
brain was like, say Oklahoma.
That's wrong.
That was just a mental game I played with you. I'm going to win
right.
this.
Oh, man.
I'm competitive.
She's gaming it. Yeah, she wants to win. Be champion of the podcast. All right, this state has a vestigial tail.
Vestigial tail? Tail?
Tail. The state has a tail.
Wait,
I just like the word vestigial.
T-A-I-L or T-A-L-E?
T-A-I-L. Oh, I love the faces I'm getting. The thought they're putting into it. Gabe's scratching the back of his head trying to stimulate the cranium.
Can you use vestigial in a sentence?
I was going to joke around. I was like, as I go for my phone to look up vestigial.
Yes, I need to.
I actually don't really know what it means. I was like, I think it means little, but I don't know. Maybe it's like a useless tail.
Well.
I think it means a useless tail.
I'm
like,
going to go
like an
with
abnormality.
Massachusetts? Oh, yeah.
Ooh, all right, I see what you're going for. It's not Massachusetts.
It seems wrong with the name, but the tail.
I could see Massachusetts having a tail. Alaska came to mind with a tail.
Mm-hmm.
You in Alaska, dude.
Yeah, I was like, get away from it, man. I just want to go there.
Oklahoma, even though it's described as a panhandle, He just wiped all around everywhere other than where I spilled. That's how no one noticed that I spilled. Wiped the other side of the floor of the table.
Or he's just totally messing with your mind. Like, she doesn't even.
Just crush that spill.
Okay, I'm going to have to say, I've not heard of this brewery. I'm from this state, but I know it has a useless tail. Missouri is what I'm going to guess.
Great guess. It does have a little useless tail there.
But
it's
not
the brewery.
Right. Not the brewery. I knew it wasn't right.
How much wall would they need?
much wall would they need? Oh, I was going to guess Alabama. It's got a small little thing, but it's going to change now. I mean, is it Texas?
It is not Texas.
Wall? I mean, that narrows it down to three, four states, right? Yeah, so I know my other one.
I'm going to go with New Mexico.
There
That's
it is.
That's what I was going to go with. Oh!
The last clue was Santa Ana didn't even want this back.
Oh,
that's good. That's a good clue.
Yeah, well, that was,
I just went along the border, and
clues.
I was thinking, you get Arizona, you're from there.
I was like, that one doesn't have a tail, and then my first thought was New Mexico, but then I thought that weird part of Texas that creates the Gulf. I was like, that could be a tail, so I'm going to shoot for that.
Yeah, I really thought you were going to get that one.
I thought, really? When New Mexico was the first one that popped in, and I went, not that tail thing. Really...
Oh, you talked yourself out of the win.
I did.
Gabe Kia wins the podcast.
Yeah, I know my state beers.
I'm so disappointed I brought you.
Thank you.
Oh, someone finally noticed I spilled.
All right. Well, I got one last thing I'd like to finish with. I usually like to do a little informational beer story at the end of it. This week, we're going to do a Tales of Prohibition.
Okay.
And this one, today's tale is that of George Remus, who was born in Germany in 1874, moved to Chicago as a child, and grew up and became a lawyer. When Prohibition was enacted, Remus found that his clients were getting rich very quickly from bootlegging or dying trying. So he found some loopholes in the Volstead Act, and he bought some distilleries and pharmacies so that he could legally make bonded booze. Because back then, if it was for medical purposes,
you could make booze.
Yeah.
It's like our legal marijuana laws.
Ah,
yeah, except
nice.
That actually seems to treat real things like
medical marijuana, but it was medical booze.
But that was back at a time when science was like, buy this elixir and it'll fix all your woes.
Mm-hmm. Graham crackers will stop masturbation.
So he sold all of the alcohol from his place to himself legally, but he had his employees steal it so that he could then sell it illegally. His business model was profitable, but he could not produce enough in Chicago. So, like a poor Cubs fan, he went down to Cincinnati to find cheaper booze. The industrious people of the Ohio River Valley had the most bonded distilleries in the country, including Fleischmann's. Soon, Remus had purchased Fleischmann's and a few others, and was making $40 million in just a few years. Though he did do a lot for the community. George is charitable to kids through lavish New Year's Eve parties where he once gave every dame that attended the party a brand new Pontiac, which was a much better deal then than it would be today.
Yeah.
And he also...
Every dame? Is that what...
He was the Oprah of Prohibition.
The Oprah of Prohibition, giving away Pontiacs.
And he also created a lot of gambling houses, which is why they still have riverboat casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Is the father of riverboat casinos, too?
I think so.
Nice.
This dude might be my hero.
But old Johnny Law finally put a case together against Remus, and he went to prison for 2 years. There, he pretended... befriended a fellow prisoner who happened to be an undercover Prohibition agent. And Remus told him that all of his money was in control by his wife. So the agent walked out of prison, quit his job, and started up a relationship with the lonely Mrs. Remus.
Oh my gosh.
After taking every penny... Except for one Franklin from the multi-million dollar sale of the Fleischmann's distillery, the two tried to have Remus killed. Now, George was crafty, angry, and most of all, still a trained lawyer. So he chased down his ex-wife in a car, ran her off the road in a park, shot her in the belly, and clicked his heels.
Oh my God.
He defended himself and got off successfully with a temporary insanity.
I think, isn't that how the movie Shawshank Redemption starts? Like the ending there?
Yeah. I thought the ending to this story was going to be true or false. Did I make up this story? Like, that's what
this story is absolutely true. And in fact, George Remus is believed to be the inspiration for the character in Great Gatsby.
Wow. Well, that book sucks. Just if we're going to go into... This story is 1,000 times better than the Great Gatsby. Stupid eyes watching you, whatever.
I was actually listening to that story, and I was like thinking, like, they should make a movie about this. And then I'm like, oh, they have. And it was kind of shitty both times.
Let's keep Baz Luhrmann away from it.
Yeah, let's not let...
It was terrible both times. This is a great story. Just tell this story. Don't try to tell.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a lot of things I left out. His daughter played the Dorothy in a 1910, the first silent film of Wizard of Oz.
The original Dorothy.
Yeah. His
This is great. This is the best tale ever.
I like how he went to Cincinnati and then
cheaper
he, like,
booze. Everyone from Chicago just goes to Indiana. Like, let's be honest.
And there's cheap booze down there. You can open up your gambling houses. Start a I mean, I was wondering, like, what breweries there? Like, there's Hudepool and Burger. There's these old German beer companies that I'm like, I wonder if he had anything to do with those or was a rival
I
at
think
the time.
It was strictly distilleries.
Distilleries, yeah.
Okay, at least from what I could tell. It was a very quick thumb through on the history for me. But peeling back the curtain a little bit, most of the times in the past I'll find like real examples and stories, but not necessarily one person. And that's what I was going to do with this. And all I put into the Google search was Prohibition Lawyer. And then I got this story about this guy's like, well, I can just do the real thing this time.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you have to... That's the most amazing thing. Did his wife die? Like,
oh, yeah, she
died.
She died.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she died.
That ending was very... Yeah, that was very tragic and sad, but it's... Yeah, I mean, what about the... It's sad because his wife is the one that died, but it was the other dude that quit his job, got out of jail, and stole everything.
What a great plan. This is insane to me. That's a great story.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming by. Emily, I got to thank you because I just saw you were at Crackers and just threw out, hey, you're coming to town. That's great.
I meant to message you, but with the move, things have been crazy. So I'm glad you reached out. I'm
cool.
Real happy this happened.
I'm so glad anytime you're around. Good luck in New York.
Thank you.
Gabe, Kia, it's been great meeting you.
Yeah, great meeting you. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, and for people listening, what can they follow you? You got plugs, Pluggingtons?
Yeah, I think you can just follow me on Twitter at Emily Galati, G-A-L-A-T-I. Find me.
And I'm on Twitter, too. It's at Gabe Kia. There's also a good Twitter handle out of Cincinnati called Jokelahoma. They retweet a lot of good comics in the Cincinnati scene, in the Cincinnati area. Like to plug them because they retweet me all the time, and I barely write any. I write like one joke a day on Twitter, and they're like, that's like half a joke each time. But I try. Yeah, follow me on Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
Well, and because it's Gabe Kia, K-E-A, right?
K-E-A.
Not like the car.
Yeah, not like the car, but it sounds like the... Like the Swedish furniture, minus the I.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great description.
Yeah, perfect.
And I got to thank the Ale Emporium. They're wonderful hosts. I love that they put us up and let us do the show here so often.
And props to Greg for bringing us our beers tonight. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Shout out. Come in here to the Ale Emporium and tip them big.
Eat the wings.
Well, I'm your host, Peter Hines. Thank you guys so much for listening. Drink on.
Sitting on my bed in my red pajamas, watching Michigan State take on Indiana and honey. Thought you'd like to know. I don't mean to be apologizing, and I hate wasting time philosophizing, 'cause baby, I'm a little bit slow. Know a lot of people catch on to things quicker, and maybe I spend too much time with my liquor, and I stand still while the others go. And I never get jokes until hours later, and then I crack up in a crowded elevator, 'cause baby,